USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The State Department's acting inspector general told lawmakers Monday that her office is looking into several decisions of the Afghanistan withdrawal debacle. Diana Shaw told the heads of many committees that her office's probe will focus on issues including the State Department's special immigration visa program, the processing and resettlement of Afghans in the United States, and the evacuation of the embassy in Kabul. California parents and teachers who opposed Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom's vaccine mandate held a statewide walkout Monday. People gathered in front of the Kern County Superintendent of Schools office in downtown Bakersfield, as reported on the Bakersfield Now website. Protest organizers urged parents to keep their children at home and asked teachers who support the walkout to stay at home as well. We are USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.